thriller here in the opening round of the Class D2 State Tournament. The Dundee County Stratton Tigers survive in advance by a 37-36 win over the Loomis Wolves. Mark Searcy here with Coach Chris Freeland, trying to just take it all in.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to head to Omaha or Lincoln Bryant and get my heart checked out.
Yeah. Just an amazing effort here by both squads. It was a heck of a game. The Tigers made the plays in the second half, scoring 23 points, including 11 in the fourth quarter, holding Loomis to just five in the quarter to advance 37-36. They had a couple stops defensively. Loomis got a late shot with 1 second left under their hoop and went wide, and the Tigers prevail 37-36. Just an unbelievable, gutsy effort here by the Tigers.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and what they say is, I don't care if you win by one or win by 20, you're advancing, and we did the win by one. Didn't play a very good game, as according to the Tigers standards, but we got it out of the way, and we're at least here for two more days, and again, I just can't see us doing this 2 days in a row or, you know, two games in a row. We'll figure things out. We'll play a little looser. I thought we played a little tight. Nerves got to us. They hadn't been down here since 2020, so none of those kids had played in a state tournament. And so, but this is a very good team, very athletic team, and finally got our legs going underneath us. And like that fast break, we had the two Spargo girls leading. I like to say the two fastest girls in the state, which I fully believe in.
Yes.
And you know, free throws kind of hurt us a little bit, but we found a way to overcome that. Found a way to overcome our 29 turnovers and again advance. And that's the name of the game down here.
Real quick scoring update. Emily Shack, shout out to her. She had a heck of a game rebounding and scoring as well. 14 for her. Abby Spargo with 12. Also Lutz with 4 and Clara Spargo with 3 and Kim Escobar with 4 for the Tigers, improved to 26-1 and more importantly move on to the semifinals against the winner of the next game between Silver Lake Archangels Catholic. The Wolves led by Shemper with 16, Perry with 13, Anderson with 3, Kigley and Ellsworth both with 2 for the Wolves as they end their season at 14-12. The Tigers will be back here, or excuse me, be back at the Devaney at 9 a.m. on Friday. We'll have the coverage for you here on the Hawk. And yeah, you talk about it, Coach, getting that first game under your belt, getting the nerves out, the experience done. They survived, they made it. They're going to be more relaxed coming up on Friday. I expect another great effort here by the Tigers.
Absolutely. Again, the defense is the name of the game, and the defense is what turned it up in the fourth quarter. You know, you don't want to talk enough about Kimberly Escobar, but she came out of that fourth quarter, had 4 steals right in a row, boom, 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 that led to run out layups and got us back in the game and cut their lead. And, you know, 9 lead changes.
Wow.
And that was all because the first lead we had was in the first quarter at 420. And so all those occurred in the fourth quarter. So hats off to Coach Spargo, Coach Gleesberg, and obviously Coach Schaub. What a wonderful way to advance. I'm sure they're breathing a sigh of relief and saying, here we go.
What a thriller here by the Tigers. Made the plays down the stretch to get the win, and they're moving on.
Yes, that's the name of the game. A win guarantees you 2 more games, and I really think we're going to be just fine, and we'll correct our nerves and just go out and play, and that's what we're good at. And so, yeah, hats off to the defensive effort at the end. They didn't get a clean shot off, and strategy down there. Coach Schaub called 2 timeouts there and figure things out, and got out, escaped Pinnacle Bank with a win, going to the Bob, the House of Bob, and
yep.
The Court of Cook.
And we're yeah, that's right. And we're going to play the winner of this matchup, Guardians, or not Guardians, this is Archangels, too many
yeah.
of those parochials. But
this is Humphrey St. Francis
yep.
that's now changed its name to Archangels.
Yep, Archangels against Silver Lake.
Yep.
Any ideas real quick who might win this matchup?
Well, I know Archangels, just looking at their schedule, has played a tougher schedule.
Yep.
Have played a lot bigger schools. That always helps down here, a little experience. But, heck, you just never know. Silver right. Lake has found a way. You know, Coach Watts said that they don't look the part sometimes, but they just find a way to get it done.